The National Ag Statistics Service is reporting this week nationwide the peanut crop is 66% harvested. The five-year average is 70%. In Georgia, peanuts dug 87% as of Monday, harvested 72%, bringing them in. The peanut yield loss, as they said, during digging has been up to about 1,000 pounds an acre in some areas, either from delayed digging or from defoliation caused by the combination of disease and high winds during the storm of Michael. But there are some losses on these late peanuts. They're showing now that from the Federal State Inspection Service in Georgia, there has been 1,066,258 tons inspected and delivered to the shellers across the network. That is 72.3% of the crop that has been delivered so far, with a few weeks to go. Alabama peanut producers are continuing to bring in the crop. Ag Statistics Service reports that the Alabama peanut crop is 87% dug as of Monday, harvested at 74%. The peanut harvest, they said, continues in the wiregrass with some delays due to a late week rain. Significant reduction in yields is being reported caused by rains in September and October. Florida's showing that their crop at 91% dug, harvested at 81. Normally they're about 88% harvested on this date. Some peanut farmers in Jackson County were still unable to enter their fields because of heavy debris blocking the roads to get in. Yields for late season peanuts were estimated to be half as much as the early season peanuts that turned out pretty good. On bringing in peanuts, the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service is reporting now that Alabama has in 65.5% of their crop counted, 219,124. The crop is very clean with very few seg 2s and seg 3s. Florida, meanwhile, is at 136,000 tons delivered. That's only 44.4% of their estimated harvest. Some of those peanuts may be coming in across the state. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.